you know, I had to do something different today. And I felt like I needed to, I had more to say, you know. And sometimes I feel like in the heat of the moment, I never know what to say. Like, just putting me on the spot, like that spotlight, man, just forget about it. I can't even think. I start to jumble my words and start to sweat, and my palms are sweaty, and I start to tremble to the point where I can't even say one sentence, you know. And I felt like my first podcast this morning just wasn't enough. And now that I feel a little more comfortable talking and I feel like I have my thoughts more together, I'm like, you know what? Let's do a part two. And part two of comfortability today is just getting to really know you in your own skin. Really getting to know yourself and not what you're capable of, or not even what your potential is, but more of how do you really know yourself in a way of how are you going to be in a certain situation. For example, I don't know, this weekend I felt like I've had times to record and preach, and you know, the words that I said to that particular person, I felt like I should have recorded it. But at the same time, there's just certain conversations that don't need to be recorded. Let's just put it that way, especially if it's a private conversation. But I've realized that anything can be a learning moment. Anything can happen, and anything can change in, you know, snap of a finger, and you know, less than a millisecond at that point. And if you're not okay or comfortable with the decision you made, then you know, maybe it's time to really look at yourself and really try to be comfortable with you. And part of me feels like, I don't know, part of me does feel like I have more to say in trying to get that perfect sentence or line out, when it's like there is no perfect line or sentence. Sometimes you just have to just go with the flow, and at this moment in time, that's what I feel like I'm doing. And nothing's better than going with the flow. That's just personally my opinion. I'm not someone who's comfortable making plans, or I'm not someone who's even good at making plans. Let's just put it that way. If the day comes, you know, and I'm ready, you know, I make sure that I'm prepared, and not in a way where I'm like, I have a whole like portfolio and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, dictate how the whole situation is going to go. No, because sometimes like you just don't. Sometimes, you know, you can have a plan and things just don't go according to plan. And for some people, they get very frustrated. They're very anal about certain things like that, where it almost ruins the whole time. And so they want to ruin everybody else's time. And I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't waste other people's time. You know, don't make others feel uncomfortable because you are uncomfortable. Don't go ahead and make people, you know, upset or mad or thinking in a certain way where, you know, it rubs off on them, and next thing you know, that's all they're thinking about all day, you know. 'Cause people don't realize it, but the word of mouth really does go a long way. You know, People say sticks and stones may break your bones, but, you know, words will never hurt me. But words do hurt, you know. Growing up, I mean, I was bullied, and I just never knew what to say or how to, you know, stand up to that person and feel comfortable that what I had to say was important or that it was meant to be heard. So for a very long time, I constantly watched what I had to say to people or what I said to people or how I said it to people, because I'm not saying I'm trying to please everybody, you know, that's not my job, but that was, you know, I used to think it was, but you're not meant to please everybody. That's not our job. It's just, you know, there are going to be people who are offended. There are going to be people who are getting upset, and there's people who are happy about what you had to say. But at the end of the day, it's still all good criticism. It is all good feedback. Any feedback is good feedback, in my opinion. No feedback means that either you're doing something right or you're doing something wrong that somebody doesn't want to tell you and speak up, you know? And I think that's, like, the worst part is when you think you're doing something good and it's really not that great, you know? And I guess, you know, just like anything else in this world, it takes time, it takes patience, dedication, ambition, motivation, all the shins. But it still doesn't make, one simple thing still doesn't make you who you are. I mean, unfortunately, in the world we live in with social media, you know, once that thing is posted, once it's seen, once everybody knows what you've done, it's almost like there is no turning back, you know? And for those people, I could only imagine trying to get out of that rut, you know, getting out of that negative mindset of what people of laughing at you or people, you know, making fun of you. And like, I'm not gonna lie, it hurts, you know. Regardless if it's said to your face or regardless if it's said online, it's not nice to just throw out negativity in the world of a place that's already dark in certain things, a place where that's already feeding off a negative society that's forcing you to look a certain way and think a certain way, where it's okay to think differently, it's okay to be different, and, you know, being weird is the new normal, but it's never been new, it's always been there, it's just how you look at it in your mindset. And as I constantly go through these podcasts and trying to find myself as well in my niche, you know, I'm hoping that people are just as inspired to go out and grab what they want and not hold back and, you know, just push themselves. You know, we are our own worst critic, but at the same time, we are still our best machine, are still our best motivator that, you know, that gets us through the day and that will try to reward ourselves at the end of the day, you know, and sometimes it takes one simple goal to feel accomplished, you know, and that's the other thing. I feel like because we aren't where we want to be, we set such a high standard, such a high goal, and for ourselves, where I'm not saying it can't be reachable, but it's like, let's try baby steps, you know. Don't we have to crawl before we know how to walk. We have to walk before we know how to run, you know. We have to run before we know how to sprint and leap. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that it has to take time, you know. People get more frustrated at the fact that, you know, the time is being wasted, and all this time I'm putting in all this effort and blah blah blah, where all we have really is time, you know. What we make the best of our time. And I'm not gonna lie, ever since I started doing these podcasts, even though I'm already at season 1, episode 4 or 5, whatever, I feel better as a human being, that I am putting positive words and positive actions and, you know, my positive spirit out there. Because, well, first of all, not everybody's as open, you know, and not everybody feels like they have something meaningful to say. I know for the longest time, I felt like the people that I was around made me feel that what I had to say wasn't important, or that, you know, what I was going to say or what I was trying to say is something stupid, and I don't mean to. It's just about how people make you feel. And I've realized, and my mother has told me, that people shouldn't make you feel some type of way. I don't know if I've said this before, but I'll say it again, you know. I feel like sometimes I'm a broken record, but until it gets through, you know, your thick head, because I know I'm a stubborn-ass person, but I still don't give up on myself. That's the number one thing I don't do. I know I don't want to give up on myself. I know for a long time I thought that was the easy way out of, you know, not giving up, but just not caring and just not putting in effort. And I was losing myself the less I cared, and the less emotion I would put into whatever I was doing. And I don't know about you, but when the passion isn't there, you think of any excuse or any reason not to go and move forward with it, or try to go ahead and get the task done. You know, a perfect example is when you don't want to go to work, you know, on a Monday, you know, I feel like I want to be that voice of reason, but a voice to be heard, and to, not in the mornings, but, you know, at any day of the week where it's like, hey, like, you know, I need these words to get me through the day. Or, you know, I have a whiteboard myself that I write down, I guess, little things every day to get me through the day. And I have no problem going ahead and reading my list once I find it. But it's the simplest things. For example, it's in my notes. Hold on 1 second. Right here. I wrote this October 1st in 2019. We're already November 15th, 2021. About to be in 2022, right? And I mean, I keep adding to the list, don't get me wrong. But when I first made the list, it was just, to me, it was just a list, you know, just words, you know, words that I thought meant to me, you know. And I ended up changing it in a way where I added emojis, you know. I try to add some color to what I was seeing, you know. And what that did to me was, when I looked at the number and then looked at the emoji, I knew exactly what reminder or note in my head that I wrote. I didn't even have to look at the list. First five, I'll just read out loud. Live like Jesus, think like Jesus, see like Jesus. And even though the first three emojis are prayer hands or whatever emoji you want to call them, high fives, doesn't matter, but they're prayer hands to me. And those were the only ones that I used prayer hands was the first three, anything to dealing with Jesus. And yes, I could have put a light bulb for think, I could have put eyes for the sea and live, I could have, you know, put a person, or, you know, I could have kept the prayer hands. But when I say those three, it's like a light switch already in my head. Like, yes, I know I should already be living like Jesus. I should already be thinking like Jesus. I should already be seeing like Jesus. And if I'm not, then I have the list to go right ahead to go back to and, you know, remind myself. But those are just the first three. Like, for instance, number four is smile. And I just have an emoji of a smiling emoji. Number five is time to get your shit together. And I have a clock. I should actually put the hourglass, to be honest, because as much as time goes on, you know, I only have so much time. I try not to think about it, which is why I try to, whenever I do something, I try to do the best I can. And I put all my time and energy into whatever that task may be. And if it doesn't go my way, then I just remind myself of number six, everything is going to be okay. Even though I might not feel like it's going to be okay, or, you know, some people feel like their life's falling apart, whatever you want to justify the situation, but it goes back to number seven. And if it's not life or death, then quote unquote, it's not that serious, you know? We are so quick to take things personally that's why words hurt us. That's why those words make us feel uncomfortable, because if that person is viewing us a certain way, then like, damn, am I missing something? Do I need to reevaluate myself? Do I need to question myself in a way that, you know, that I wasn't looking at it the way this person was looking at me? But sometimes, you know, there's, I guess, certain comments that shouldn't be said, obviously, but, you know, even though it is said, there's just certain comments that should be ignored. That's what it is. You know, that there's certain times that you shouldn't waste your energy on someone who, you know, is constantly not giving you hope, not giving you, you know, the same energy that you give them. You know, it's rough. It's a rough life. And the time now that I am speaking, it is 1:11. And not any, and just like I did for 11:11, 1:11 is actually an angel number. And according to Google, an angel number 1:11 is associated with a spiritual awakening. The angels are encouraging you to look within and discover your real purpose. You may be approaching a new phase in your life that will give you a greater sense of self-worth and confidence. And to me, everybody else might think something differently, but how that is read to me, looking at that time, it is me doing it during my podcast. This is the second time that I'm seeing an angel number while I'm going ahead and using my words as a voice to, you know, connect with other people who may feel, excuse me, may feel the same way as I do, or may even be in the same position or worse position. But at the end of the day, I always try to put myself in someone else's shoes and think like, you know, it may not be as easy for them, you know, and sometimes it's not hard to just, you know, giving helping hand. Sometimes just even listening to a person vent, or, you know, just being generous sometimes can just go a long way and mean something to someone. It can mean the world to them. Even though it's something simple to you, it's the world to them. And that's what I'm just realizing, that it doesn't matter how big or how small the task or goal may be. You have to start somewhere. You have to feel comfortable in where you start. And you still have to push yourself to get outside of a comfort zone where you can feel comfortable again. You know, it's a cycle. It's always been a cycle. And until you can break that cycle or get into a cycle that works for you, it's not going to be easy. But it doesn't mean that you should give up, or you should not care, or believe that, you know, that you're not going anywhere, or that, you know, life is for nothing. That is not the truth. I am a person who lived through ups and downs. And just like anybody else who's lived up and down, I'm here to tell my story. And I'm not going to stop until my goal is reached. And it's funny, like, my goal isn't even to be a top podcaster or even, you know, be the person that people want to reach out to when they need their help. No, it's like, I just want to be kind of a voice of reason. I want to be a voice to that someone wants to go to, not that I have to pry it out of them. You know, it's not about pulling teeth. You know, if you're trying to get something out of someone, it's like pulling teeth. And if you're doing that, then I'm not saying you're wasting your time, but maybe you have to approach it differently. You know, sometimes not everybody can view the same way you view things. So with that said, I just hope everyone has a blessed Monday and a motivated Monday. And whatever you have to do to get through the day, just know that it's out there. Just keep striving, keep working. And at the end of the day, it would all work out, and it'll all be worth it. You know, amen.